Today is the 10th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. As always, great to be here with you today. Glad to be back. Grateful to be back. Grateful to have a place to be back to. And excited to take the next step forward together on our collective journey as we travel through the scriptures this year. We're working our way through the book of Numbers at this point. And we have reached this kind of crossroads, this juncture. The spies have been sent into the promised land to just look things over, to understand what's going on over there and what it's going to look like, because this is the promised land. This is the land that they are to move into and take possession of and establish this nation that has been formed in the wilderness with their laws and their rituals and customs and holidays. This identity shift from slave to a nation of priests that will reveal the one true God to the nations. And the spies did go in, and they did come back and essentially said, it can't be done. And that becomes a pretty good mirror into our own souls. The people at this point have heard this report and they are demoralized. And we gotta see how this plays out. Numbers chapter 14 verse 1 through 15 verse 16 today. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the people of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Then all the congregation said to stone them with stones. But the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs that I have done among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." But Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land, 'They have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people, for you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them, in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night.' Now if you kill this people as one man, then the nations who have heard your fame will say, 'It is because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land that he swore to give to them, that he has killed them in the wilderness.' And now please, let the power of the Lord be great, as you have promised, saying, The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation. Please pardon the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times, and have not obeyed my voice, shall see the land that I swore to give their fathers, and none of those who despised me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now, since the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valleys, turn tomorrow and set out for the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Say to them, As I live, declares the Lord, what you have said in my hearing I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and of all your number, listed in the census from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me, not one shall come into the land where I swore that I would make you dwell, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, who you said would become a prey, I will bring in, and they shall know the land that you have rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and shall suffer for your faithlessness, until the last of your dead bodies lies in the wilderness. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, a year for each day, you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this will I do to all this wicked congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing up a bad report about the land, the men who brought up a bad report of the land, died by plague before the Lord. Of those men who went to spy out the land, only Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remain alive. When Moses told these words to all the people of Israel, the people mourned greatly. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the heights of the hill country, saying, Here we are! We will go up to the place that the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. But Moses said, Why now are you transgressing the command of the Lord, when that will not succeed? Do not go up, for the Lord is not among you, lest you be struck down before your enemies. For there the Amalekites and the Canaanites are facing you, and you shall fall by the sword. Because you have turned back from following the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the heights of the hill country, although neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed out of the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and defeated them and pursued them, even to Hormah. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you, and you offer to the Lord from the herd or from the flock a food offering, or a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, to fulfill a vow, or as a freewill offering, or at your appointed feasts, to make a pleasing aroma to the Lord, then he who brings his offering shall offer to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil. And you shall offer with the burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, a quarter of a hin of wine for the drink offering for each lamb. Or for a ram, you shall offer for a grain offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with a third of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering, you shall offer a third of a hin of wine, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And when you offer a bull as a burnt offering or sacrifice, to fulfill a vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then one shall offer with the bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall offer for the drink offering half a hin of wine, as a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each bull or ram, or for each lamb or young goat. As many as you offer, so shall you do with each one, as many as there are. Every native Israelite shall do these things in this way, in offering a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And if a stranger is sojourning with you, or anyone is living permanently among you, and he wishes to offer a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, he shall do as you do. For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. You and the sojourner shall be alike before the Lord. One law and one rule shall be for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you. Mark 14, 53 through 72. And they led Jesus to the high priest. And all of the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.' Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he spoke to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Psalm 53. There is none who does good. To the choir master, according to Mahalat, a Maskil of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There they are, in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." Proverbs 11:4. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Okay, so in the book of Numbers, we started this story about the spies yesterday, and today, the repercussion of the spies' reports after coming back from the promised land are so clear in what we read from Numbers. The kind of default response that the children of Israel have to just about anything that is difficult or hard or challenging was to complain. To grumble, and grumble they did. They lost the plot of the story that it had taken centuries to bring them to this place. They didn't take into consideration the actual promise that had brought them to the border of what was to be their inheritance. So they say, let's pick a new leader. Let's choose somebody else and go back to Egypt. There was even talk that they should stone the spies who had brought an encouraging report. They should do away with Moses and Aaron. And Moses and Aaron fall on their faces. And God responds with his own kind of exasperation. "How long will these people be contemptuous to me? Like, will they never believe me, even after everything they have seen me do in their presence, in their midst, on their behalf, everything I've done among them?" Had it not been for the intercession of Moses and Aaron, like, we may be reading how a story ends completely different, with the complete destruction of a stubborn, stiff-necked people. But Israel's leaders are begging for God to pardon them. And so God does. He is actually moved to not destroy them in this very moment, but not without consequence. God says, all right, I will pardon them as you have requested. But as surely as I am living, and as surely as the earth is filled with the Lord's glory, there isn't one of these people that will enter that land. They are at the threshold. They have gone through everything that they've gone through for centuries to be delivered, and a new people being formed in the wilderness. They are at the precipice of walking into their land of promise and inheriting it. And they fail again. That becomes a mirror. So God's exasperation is clear. After all the meticulous care, after all the long time he'd given to their cause. And so rather than entering the promised land, they're told to turn back into the wilderness. Back into the wilderness at the threshold of the promise. That tells my story at different seasons of my life. That about sums it up. And maybe I'm not alone. But here they are, being told to turn back into the wilderness. Their identity needs more work. Their trust needs more development. They have more work to do. Unfortunately, this choice dooms an entire generation. All those who are over a certain age will never go into the land, and the children, the emerging generation, will take the land. They will do what their parents would not, but they have to grow up in the wilderness when they were to grow up free in a land flowing with milk and honey. Another 40 years is going to have to pass. And there are so many parallels for our lives here that we have to slow down and take some time considering our own story, our own actions, our own words, our own grumbling. Walking to the threshold of our own promises. How many times have we just felt like this cannot be done? The giants are too great. And we grumble. We shrink back in fear. Following and knowing God is a personal relationship, but it's not only about us. The way we follow and know God is the way our children will be imprinted to know and follow God. And others around us that we have influence over will do the same. It took centuries. It took billions of little choices over generations to bring the children of Israel to this place. It took the same to bring us to this place. May we not squander it in fear and spend more time in the wilderness than we ever had to, because that's how it works. We hate the wilderness journeys of our lives. They suck. We hate them. I hate them. But they do form us. But so often we're not getting the clue that trust is the only way forward. And we spend a lot of time wandering in the wilderness when we didn't have to. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. but I doubt it. I doubt I'm the only one that has turned back and wandered a lot longer than I needed to. And maybe you're wandering right now. And maybe it's time to begin to walk forward in faith and trust out of this. And maybe it'll take some time. And maybe the temptation to just go back into bondage feels easier and more familiar than contending for the unknown. But that's the crossroads, isn't it? We have that choice. We can go back to what's familiar, but what has chained us and has destroyed our hearts and broken us and broken those around us, but it's familiar. Or we can contend and trust for the unknown, believing that there is a better story to tell with our lives than this one. And the in-between land, the no man's land, as it were, is the wilderness. So what do we do with our wilderness? Does it form us or does it break us? Do we learn to trust or do we go back to slavery? Because we get to choose. What will your choice be? So, Father, you have given us the dignity of being able to make choices, and the dignity of those choices being able to matter. And they do matter. And we have made all kinds of terrible choices, and they have mattered. And you have always given us a way to walk forward. Maybe that doesn't erase every implication. Maybe that doesn't erase every responsibility or consequence. But you have always given us a way to walk out of it, even though it may take some time. And we just so often become weary and start grumbling and complaining. Oh, Jesus, help us. Help us to trust all the way into the promise that we may walk out of this wilderness once and for all. We ask in your name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home. Daily Audio Bible app, that is home base as well. This is where to get connected. Stay connected, be connected to all that's going on around here. For example, the community section is where to go to, well, we'll get connected on the social media platforms that we participate in. And so if you're in that space, any of those spaces, then being connected in those spaces is good. We have all kinds of little behind the scenes things and encouragements along the way, trying to be a light in what has become a tricky place to be. Social media is a tricky place to be. So much good, so much evil, right? So much in your face constantly. We're just trying to be there because we have a community here. And so many of us are in those spaces and we want to be an encouragement and just kind of what's going on around here. And so be familiar with that. You can find that in the community section. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day, offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around that rhythm, this rhythm of just showing up, like showing up for ourselves, but also showing up for each other, so that nobody has to be alone. If that is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership profoundly and with all humility. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I just heard Ty from Atlanta. And my brother, I have a son your age, and I understand the hurts that you have gone through. But you have to remember that Jesus is your ultimate father. My son's father has not been in his life since he was a baby. But I keep reminding him, and I raised him to know that God is the father that he ultimately needs. Yes, it is very painful, but I pray, my brother, for your mental status, as I pray for my own son, because I know his hurts are deep and he doesn't speak about them. Now that you have a second baby, you do the best. I will keep praying for you, my brother. I'm praying for the situation with the child support, and I will continue to pray for you always. I love you and know that you are being heard and being prayed for. God bless you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is beloved Cheryl in Tacoma, Washington. I haven't called for a while. I have been going through a lot, but I needed to put this prayer request out there for my granddaughter who's 13. Her name is Liana. And she's having a biopsy tomorrow on a cyst that's on her thyroid. If you could please pray for her. And I pray for all of you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Saints. This is Jonathan calling in. I'm calling in for my brother Ty. I just heard his prayer request from today. I just want to let you know, brother Ty, I see and hear exactly where you're at. I have suffered from anxiety and depression my whole life, and had two major depressive episodes, anxiety. Thankfully, I'm kind of on the other side of it, at least for now. You know, I've been pretty stable for some time now, more resilient, been on medication for about 20 years. But just wanted to call and let you know that, you know, there are those of us out here who know exactly what you're going through. And I just want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother Ty to you today. We pray that you would just touch him, Lord. We pray that you would just heal him in Jesus' name as a great physician, Lord, that you would touch his mind, that you would just cast out all this anxiety and all this depression that he's feeling, Lord. We know it's from the enemy, Lord. And we know that it's very difficult for someone in that position to be able to control the anxiety and the thoughts. And we see and we know what Ty is going through for those of us that have gone through it. And we know that you see him, Lord. So we just pray in Jesus' name that you would touch him right now, in Jesus' name, that you would just touch his mind and bring healing and peace. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in, and I wanted to thank you for your prayers. I was one of the blessed people who got to go to be in Israel and see the beauty and the amazing things that are going on in there. It's just incredible. But right now, with the war going on and the bullets flying, we ask that you would particularly pray for the people of Israel and the many people who don't have the protection they need from these bombs and whatnot. So, Lord, we just ask you to protect them and guide them. And especially, there were people who were working with the traveling group, Sonia and Olga, who live there, and Scott and Sherry, who organized this whole trip. Lord, may you bless them and protect them and keep them from harm. And for Brian and Jill and Ezekiel, who are still trying to get home, Lord, we thank you for the blessing they were and ask that you would expedite their plans so that they can get home safely and that they can continue to do your work for all of us listeners in the world, that we can lift up each other's needs in prayer. And thinking of that, I'd like to lift up prayer for Ty from Atlanta, who called in recently, and he's really overwhelmed by everything, Lord. So we ask, Lord, that you would give him fresh eyes to see you. As it says in 2 Corinthians 4, when I am pressed in on every side by troubles, I am not crushed and broken. When I'm perplexed because I don't know why things happen, they do, I do not give up. Yes, we ask that you would remember God is with you, Ty, and he can heal you of this depression and sadness that has overwhelmed you. And we ask that you would reach out to him and see his love for you and your family. Thank you, all you dear prayer warriors, for praying for all of us, and continue to pray for all those in Israel. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.